Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Zachary Zonheiser. This is Open Line. This is our local buy, sell, and trade show. If you have anything you would like to list for buy, sell, or trade with us this morning, the phone number to call is 251-6909 or 1-800-252-KGGF. This is normally the time of day I like to take out to talk to Matt about whatever happens to be on our mind, and it's spread some interesting gambits, actually. We've gone from yard clippings to celebrities to all sorts of stuff, pro wrestling to Donald Trump and the current media cycle, all sorts of very interesting stuff. But the news story that's actually been on my mind a lot lately, because people keep asking me about it, especially my friends and family, is the NFL players that are kneeling during the national anthem. I've had a lot of friends and family ask me if I am personally offended by that, because I was a veteran and I served over in Iraq, actually saw combat and that sort of thing. And they ask if I am offended by them doing that. And my response is usually that when I took my oath into the military, I swore to uphold the Constitution. And in the Constitution, every citizen in America has the right to a peaceful protest. Every citizen in America has the right to free speech. So even though I don't personally agree with what they're doing, I think their ability to do it is incredibly important. I think that is really the only value of free speech, is when you're saying things that people disagree with. If everyone's just agreeing with each other, then there's not really any argument in your speech. There's not any value to be gained from it. There's no new perspective or learning that can be done from that free speech. I think it was Teddy Roosevelt who said that patriotism means to stand by the country, but not to stand by any office, not to stand by the president or Congress or the flag or anything like that. He said patriotism was to stand by your ideal of the country and what you thought the character of the country should look like. And I think that is very valuable advice. I think that if you want to practice your free speech and you want to be a patriotic American, you should speak in such a manner that the things you say about your country represent the way you want it to look. And if you have a legitimate grievance, you should air that, and you should let the open marketplace of ideas debate and decide whether or not that's a thing worth fighting over, if that's really as big a problem as you say that it is. And that's very much so the value of, you know, even things like the press. What we do here at KGGF is letting people know and stay informed what's going on in the world so that we can have these conversations. I think in many ways that's why I am so drawn to work in a outlet that allows me to inform the people, you know, in my life, and maybe even at broader strokes about the things going on in the world. I think that's why I can get kind of passionate about the news media cycle and the news in general, is because I think if we want to be informed voters and we want to be patriotic Americans, we need to be informed in the first place. And that's, I think, the first step we all need to take, is just to be informed on these subjects, not to shelter ourselves from them or refuse to hear the opposing opinion just because we don't agree with it. I don't remember who said it, but there's a great quote that's free speech is easy when you don't disagree with the person saying it. And I feel like a lot of my friends and family in particular, so I'm very much speaking to a lot of my family right now. If you're listening, I would encourage you to look up the reason why these NFL players are taking a knee and not standing during the national anthem, and why they have problems and why they have grievances, and expose yourself to those ideas and expose yourself to their points of view and really meditate and think on them. See if you agree or disagree, and then come with a conclusion. Don't have a gut reaction to someone doing something disrespectful like that, or at least perceptibly disrespectful. Same thing when you see someone burning a flag, which is a thing that our federal courts declared that protected free speech back in the 90s, but it is still a thing that can be kind of hard to see. But really try and observe the reason why they have these grievances and maybe try to communicate with them. I think we accomplish so much more when we talk with each other and we break bread with one another and try and love each other despite our differences. Thomas Jefferson says he has had a, and I'm just going to keep quoting presidents here because that's, you know, what the sort of stuff that I read. But Thomas Jefferson said that he has never lost a friend over a disagreement in politics, religion, or economics. And I try and live my life to the same standard. I have many friends that I do not remotely agree with politically, but they still count themselves among my dearest friends because sometimes that we disagree, because they are people that I can have rich, interesting conversations with, even though I don't agree with their views of government. I mean, I have friends that are socialists that believe that socialism is the way to go, and I can't abide that at all. But I can have very rich and fulfilling conversations with them. Anyway, this has been me rambling just a little bit about current politics. This is Open Line. If you have anything you'd like to list for buy, sell, or trade with us here on Open Line,